good morning, everybody, and welcome once again to The American Activist, a weekly radio program coming to you live every Saturday morning from, well, actually, we're in northern Idaho, but on the Republican Broadcasting, or the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm your host this morning, Don Harkins. Ordinarily, I'm the editor of the Idaho Observer newspaper, and we did just release our June edition this week, and it's really kind of a beauty. I really suggest that you get in touch with what's going on at the Idaho Observer. We are at idaho-observer.com. We don't have yet posted the June edition update, but nevertheless, if you want to see where our country has been in the last 11 years and where it's come to, that's a really excellent archive to get a feel of what has been happening in this country. And today we're going to do things a little bit differently. We ordinarily have a guest on either for 1 hour or for 2 hours, and we are the American Activist, and we are really enthusiastic about activism. We think it's the most marvelous thing that an American can do, or anybody can do, is to take on the responsibility of changing the world to make it a better place based on whatever resources you have, energies you have, intelligence, and get your community involved in identifying a problem and trying to do something to change it. And right now, we are entering, yesterday, I believe, was the first day of summer, we are entering the age of activism, the summer of activism in this country. The Ron Paul Revolution is brewing. There's kind of an awakening sort of feeling going on in this country. And rather than having a guest on or guests on this week, we want you on. So we're opening up the phone lines pretty immediately today. We just decided that there are so many things happening. There are so many different ways people can express their activism, and we just want to get a pulse on what you're doing about it. So if you'd like, please give us a call this morning, and we'll spend a few minutes talking about what it is that you're doing as an American activist. And the number here is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And it's also going to be quite a pleasure because I believe for the first time we're going to have both Ingrid and I on. Good morning, Ingrid.
Hi. Well, it's great to be another activist on this program. We are both activists. In fact, we have noticed as we're sharing material with other people, whether it's at the airport or on the street, people are much more receptive now than they've ever been. And we want to know what your experiences are out there tromping the street, sharing this information with your relatives, and how the receptivity has expanded, or if it hasn't, your frustrations. We also want to hear about that, and we want to do a little problem solving. How do you open people's minds? How do you approach people that appear to be closed-minded and locked into what the media communicates to them? So, we are the media, so I should say. What do we call it? Not the mainstream media, because it really isn't anymore. We are getting a whole bunch of information off the Internet and from alternative publications such as the Idaho Observer. So, we do want to hear from you. Please call in and share with us some of your stories of your experiences today in America and how your activistic activities are paying off.
Okay, everybody, and again, we're up about to our first break here. Please give us a call. Let us know what you're planning to do in the summer of activism.
Led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Did Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And Ingrid Castle, and we do have a caller who is, I'm assuming, is an American activist herself, Marianne in Arkansas. Welcome to the American Activist.
Good morning, Ingrid, and good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning.
I appreciate so much the work you guys are doing. You're just super. And I want to talk about not me, but a real activist that deserves a lot of credit, and I think that's Rick Stanley. Don, you know of his situation where he's recently...
Yeah, no, I sure do. And Rick's been a good friend of ours for a number of years also. And it's amazing that it's taken however many years for them to finally throw him in jail or, I guess, in prison for a period of time.
Well, he had been sentenced to 6 years in prison, but he's been out on bond pending appeal. And all of his legal... remedies are not yet exhausted, but he had had four bond revocation hearings in 60 days. So someone was intent on doing something.
Sure.
And they did make the claim that he was a flight risk, even though that's been proven not to be true. And they determined on last Friday that they would take him into custody and he could begin serving his time immediately. But he won't be transferred into another prison facility, maybe for up to a couple of months. But I've got his address, if I could just read that.
Oh, please do.
Oh, well, I'd love to. And his website for people that want to go see his work is stanley2002.org. And I believe there will be a campaign to write and call the governor's office asking for a pardon. And I'll know more about that later. But anyone can look up that information. But here's his address. It's ACDF, that's for Adams County Detention Facility, Richard Stanley. The number assigned is 07-7975, P.O. Box 5001, Brighton, B-R-I-G-H-T-O-N, Brighton, Colorado, and 80601 is the zip. But Don, thank you so much, and Ingrid, thank you so much. And I really hope that a lot of people out there will be listening and will, not if they don't know of his work already, will learn and will keep this man in their prayers and write, so he'll know that we're thinking about him.
His case is something else. His and Stanley 2002. That's when he was running for senator, and he just decided that he was going to, at a county fair, wear a sidearm, which was maybe against the local ordinance, but is in keeping with the laws of the state of Colorado. And I guess what he's proven is that political correctness and local ordinances trump the state law and state constitution. And here we are. This is 2007, 5 years later. He's been going through the system, attempting to prove his case, which is, I mean, it's proved on its face. And they still managed to figure out a way to throw him away. And we should not be standing for that. I completely agree with you.
Well, John, you've done so much good writing to really talk about, you know, this prison industry is what it is.
Yes.
And I'd love to see some more of it done. And I'm hoping that three or four or five or more individuals that are really equipped to do that will come together, maybe in some sort of a panel for investigators. I'd love to see this brought to the front. I really would.
Yeah, Marianne, I just wanted to ask, do you know if his address is posted on the website, which is, I wanted everyone to know that it's stanley2002.com.
.org.
It is .org, okay.
.org.
But do you know if they posted the address there?
I don't believe that they have. I don't believe they've done an update on that. Now, on his website, there is a link for his Yahoo group called the Revolutionary Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And for people that really want to keep up to date on what's going on a daily basis, they can join that there.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's not really posted there. It's been in a couple of emails, and you can see the title of it. But any kind of updates will be posted there for sure.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Don and I traveled all the way to Colorado back in 2004, I believe it was, and that's when he had his trial, and it was, you know, another kangaroo court. It was really shocking, and many people traveled all over the country to show their support, and we met many fine patriots there, and it, you know, we just need to have a lot more court watchers, you know, to, you know, check on what is actually going on in this country, in our courts. It's amazing. We need to have a major check. And, in fact, today in Idaho, there is a picnic regarding judicial accountability, and we need more people involved. Every state has judges are immune and they from any kind of prosecution for breaking the law. And that's shocking to me. And we need to go ahead and rectify that situation. We have so many cases of injustice going on across the country, and every state needs to get involved in a judicial accountability project.
I couldn't agree more, and I think today would be a wonderful day to make a determined decision that we will do these things and then have it be a matter of process to bring in the right people and really expound on what this is, how it became this way, and then what we can do about it. You know, Rick Adams in his program one night this week, I called in, and he mentioned something I didn't know, Ingrid. And he said that the visiting conditions are this. I think, first of all, they actually discouraged his wife from even visiting. But they have to visit through what's called, it's like a video screen, like video conferencing. Now, I've heard of visiting through glass. That I've heard of. But I had never heard of this. But I confirmed this the next day talking with the chaplain there. And she said, yeah, all the larger facilities, they use that. I said, well, is that something that's like pre-recorded and you someone views it? Or is it something actual live time where someone can ask a question and get an answer? She said, well, it's that. You know, it's like a conversation. But to imagine visiting your loved one in a facility like that, and you can't even see them across the table. Never, you know, we know you can't touch them across the table. But even to see them in the flesh to verify that, yes, they're all right.
Well, and plus, then, everything is recorded, and they can, if they decide that they want to, they can study it and just use it in the future against people. I don't know. It's just, it is, it's really horrible to completely dehumanize people with the way that they're doing it with the electronic age. It's just, it's unconscionable. We are sentient humans, and we eat and we sleep and we love and we hope, and we should not tolerate being treated this way.
We've got to do something. Don and Ingrid, thank you so very much. God bless you and everybody.
God bless you too, Marianne. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
And you know, that is really something else. One of our lead activists now, Rick Stanley, may or may not have engaged in some ill-advised behavior to get him in the trouble that he's in, but his heart has always been in the right place, and he has attempted to use himself as a guinea pig on the Second Amendment issue and the freedom of speech issue, and this is where it's gone. And I definitely think that we need to begin acting out in Rick's behalf, because he's definitely put himself on the front lines, and he's a really noble creature.
And I just have to add, we have a number of innocent people in prison, and many of these people are patriots, and I consider them what most people would term political prisoners, and Rick Stanley certainly fits that bill, but there's thousands of other prisoners out there that are wrongly incarcerated. And, Don, I swear, you must spend at least 50 hours a month writing these prisoners, because they don't have a lot of interaction with people from the outside. You know, we have this attitude that once they're locked up, you know, it's kind of like throw away the key and you forget about them. And a lot of these people don't have any contact with their families. There's a stigma attached to being incarcerated that pervades our society. And it's really sad. And I would really encourage people to write to prisoners. It's real interesting. The web servant for Vaccination Liberation, Dewey Ross Duffel, he had a prisoner ministry before we even met him, and I really commend him. He's always done his part to, help the people out there. And I'm telling you, we have an amazing rate of incarceration in this country. It just defies anything that I could even believe until I started looking into it. But we have 1 in 32 adults right now in the system in some way, either on probation, on parole, or locked up, or in jail. I mean, this is a shocking figure, and it's never been happened this way in history. I mean, this rate that we're experiencing. So, I personally don't know any family that isn't affected either by the prison industry or by the vaccine damage that's pervasive in this country. And right now they're having these autism omnibus hearings with three special masters, and the media seems to minimize any connection between vaccines and autism. But if you go to achampblog.org, that's A-C-H-A-M-P blog.org, there's Mary Holland, who's an attorney, has been taking detailed notes of every day of those hearings, and it's pretty fascinating. We heard from all the experts proving a link between both the Marisol-containing vaccines and the MMR vaccine and the subsequent development of autism. So anyway, you can go and see what really happened during those hearings the first week, and now the government this last week put on their defense. So I'd encourage you to really take a look at this and warn people about the dangers of vaccines. So stay tuned. You're listening to The American Activist, and we're on a commercial break right now.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist,
tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, everybody. You are on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is the American Activist. And we've opened the phone lines up this morning to you because we are all the American Activists today. We have so many issues to be activistic about, and I just want to hear from everybody. And so does my wife, Ingrid. We want this to be the summer of activism. There are so many things happening in this country. The Ron Paul Revolution is brewing. It seems like the fascist police state is coming down all around us at exactly a time when Americans are all, one way or another, being affected by the things that are happening in our country. So our opportunity is now. And I think that even especially while the weather is nice, we should be out there doing what we can to make our country a better place. And our phone number here is 1-800-313-9443. Please feel free to call in, and we have John in from Tennessee on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Hey, and thanks for calling in.
Let me get off my headset so I'm a little clear. Okay, I appreciate your program, both of you. You're doing a really fine job.
Well, thank you very much.
Just to let people know what I'm doing, first of all, I consider myself a patriot, but I do have limited funds. So what I do is I make copies, CD copies of books that have gone past the copyright dates that deal with this subject. One in particular is by a preacher called Charles Finney, the book on Freemasonry, and I pass the book out. People that are interested in conspiracies, even though the everyday world calls it theory, you and I know it to be factual.
Sure.
So we start educating, and I've got a bad habit of choking people. I'm giving great big hunks of meat when I ought to be giving little sips of milk, because to me, we're living in a time when it is it is really, really important for the truth to get out. And as Christians, we're told the Bible's a wonderful book. I mean, I love it. But we're also told to study to show ourselves approved workmen that need not be ashamed. And we're to study the Bible. But I believe also we're to study the writings of our enemies. We're to study our enemies, and we're to expose them. We're to peel the veil back, to let the truth be seen so that people can really see what evil we're dealing with. And one of the ways that I do it, I drive a truck for a living, so I'm out quite a bit. I'm always within 100 or 150 miles of Nashville, Tennessee, so I have an opportunity to call in to a lot of the local radio talk shows. When they bring up topics such as presidential candidates and what do you know about them and what do you think about them, I do my best to call in and reasonably expose them for what they are. And I've made it clear that anyone that's running for president that has the initials CFR behind their name, and I explained to them that the CFR is an organization that actively seeks out new members. You don't go to them and say, I want to join. They come to you. So for an organization like the CFR to come to you and offer you a membership in their organization, they've got to see something in your life that's desirable to them. And if that's the case, I don't want any part of them. Fred Thompson, in particular, is the golden boy of the state of Tennessee right now. Yesterday, one of the local talk shows here in Nashville called. He asked for callers to, who would you want to be your president? And people were calling in, oh, Fred's my man, Fred Thompson. I called in and I said, well, there's only one person that's upholding the Constitution, that has kept his word and completed and tried to do what he said he was going to do in every way, and that's Ron Paul. And it was, oh, I figured Ron Paul would get a vote. Well, you know, call me crazy. I don't care. Let me be a fool for Christ. I don't care. And then immediately after that, four others called in support of Ron Paul, saying, well, yeah, you know, it's true that he's the only one that has done what he said he's going to do. You can look at his voting record. So we've got to slowly wake people up, I guess. And I've asked people, and I've even gone to God and asked him, well, now that you've shown me these things, and I struggled with it. When my eyes opened up, I struggled with it. I didn't want to believe it. So I asked God, I said, well, now that you're showing me this, what do you want me to do with it? What now, God? You know, because I believe in my heart that everything that he does for us and everything that he gives to us are to be used to honor and glorify him. So how are we going to do it?
And that's, well, you know, I completely agree with you. We're filled with passion, and we need to channel that passion and that faith in the right direction, and asking for guidance must always be a part of the equation. We can't do this on our own. And what's that, Tim? If you want to make God laugh, tell him what your plans are. So
I don't have any. I'm actually on the buckle of the Bible Belt is where I live.
Yes, you are.
Supposedly. Although it took me 3 years, to find a church that I felt was following his word enough that I could become a part of it.
Now, thanks so much. You've raised some just excellent points, John. I really want to thank you very much for calling in. And it's true. And, you know, I think the main thing is that we need to speak to people's listening. People are coming into the truth from all different angles. We never know what's going to waken people up. And if we can be sensitive and find out what that is and talk to them on that level, we can begin opening the doors for them. And then they start walking through them. That's kind of the key. We're all intelligent people. We have to start walking through these doors ourselves in order to own the information and go forward and inform others. So everybody, thank you very much again, John. Your contribution this morning, it was marvelous, and I hope it makes people think. And when we come back, we have Bruce in Colorado on the line, and I've got a couple of other points that I'd like to bring up, too, regarding activism. We'll be back in a few moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected
to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, welcome back to the American Activist. Don Harkins and Ingrid Castle are your hosts, and we are deciding that it's important for our listeners who are also American activists to phone in and share with everyone their experiences, what works, what doesn't, and sharing this vital information in our country at this time. So please call in at 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. We want to hear from you. We need to create more dialogue with people across the country and unite in positive ways. So we are affirming one another in our activism and making a difference. Right now, we feel like we want to get everyone involved in the Ron Paul revolution, and that's what we covered a lot in the June edition of the Idaho Observer, which was mailed out Wednesday. So if you're a subscriber, you should be getting that if you haven't already gotten the Idaho Observer. And if you're not a subscriber, we encourage you to go to idaho-observer.com, look at many of our past articles, and you can subscribe via PayPal. So anyway, is there a...
Yeah, we have Bruce in Colorado. Hey, Bruce, thanks a lot for hanging on through the commercial break. And good to have you up this morning.
Well, yes, I'm glad to be here. I've got a web page. It's called What to Do. I mean, that's not the website, but that's what you click on to find out all the ways of being an activist.
Okay. What is your website?
Okay, it's PsyCouncil.com. You spell it P as in Paul, S as in Sam, I as in India, CouncilSEL.com, and you click at what to do.
And what are some of your suggestions?
Well, one of the suggestions, I show how to make copies of videos for 25 cents each on DVD.
No, that's excellent. Like it or not, this is definitely, we're a country of idiots for sure, and one of the ways to most efficiently get information into people's heads is to deliver to them through their televisions, and a lot of our DVDs these days that are informational on a variety of subjects are extremely well produced. And
yes.
And so, yeah, you give it to people, they're able to go into the privacy of their own home and receive and get programmed with information in the way that they've become accustomed to doing so in this video culture that we have. Excellent.
Yeah, 25 cents a piece, which is actually cheaper than the VCR tapes now.
Oh, by far.
And I've got references to companies that make the that'll sell your machine real cheap, that'll make the copies for you at 25 cents each. And you only have to buy 100 of them to get them for a quarter a piece and another 4 cents for sleeves. And then if people do have VCRs and they would rather use the VCR tape, I show exactly how to do it. I found in my encounters with people who want to be activists, in person that I've met, they have a very great difficulty dealing with the equipment to make the copies, mainly the VCR tape. So I show in detail with a diagram and everything like that. I also have some information there about Ron Paul included in the What to Do page. And then I've got a campaign called Save the County, which other people in the country are working with. There's a Marine in Virginia, George in Florida. They have picked up on my resolution for the county, and they've changed the wordings for their county. In other words, I have Warfano County in there, but they changed the word to their county, and then they started to introduce that resolution to their people in that county to get that introduced. And I have my own DVD, which I give out to the people in the county here, that I made myself with excerpts from other videos, I put that up on the Save the County page. It's up on the top of the Save the County page. It includes a lot of information about Jack McLam with his video for sheriffs, which, by the way, if you know a sheriff, it's good to get the actual DVD in the sheriff's hands, which you can get from Jack McLam's organization. But also, you can call up your sheriff and you can say, hey, why don't you get online and take a look at this video about the sheriff, so that they realize the power of the sheriff. Which, by the way, I heard Judge Stadtmiller talking about his one-hour conversation with the sheriff up there in New Hampshire. And I understand that Jack McLam said that he got that DVD in his hands. Evidently, it didn't make too much of an impression on the man. He's evidently quite afraid of the federal government, or he hasn't.
No, that's actually, it's a really interesting and developing situation. Today, Dave Von Kleist of the Power Hour is going to be having a concert up at Ed and Elaine Brown's house. We have some friends who have called us and may even be calling into the program this morning. I hope they're able to do that, who are at the Porcupine Festival for the Free State Project in New Hampshire, but have also spent time at Ed and Elaine Brown's house. There is and Randy Weaver is there also. There's a feeling right now that patriots need to go and take their turn, if they're able, to go and stand with the Browns, you know, to take their turn, you know, be there for 1, 2, 3, 5 days, whatever they can do, bring supplies in, and help this situation along. And during the process, we are being told that people in the community are being given, and some of the people who would be receptive, the sheriff's department and even the state legislators, are being given copies of America from Freedom to Fascism. And, man, if you want to teach an American a lesson about what's going on in their country with regard to the collection of taxes, and the Federal Reserve System, that's the one. And if we have time, we're going to be able to educate people in that community, and even some of the feds involved, and back this thing down. The Browns are doing America a service, and we really need to stand with these guys.
Yes, I think that's a wonderful idea. Any of those people up there in New Hampshire that happen to be listening, you want to go see the sheriff or talk to the sheriff, and you want to say, hey, I heard that this video was sent to you, you know, Jack McGlam, because Jack McGlam was on the air saying I sent him the video. You probably want to see that video yourself so that when you call that sheriff, you can say, hey, look, I saw this video, and I really, you know, you say, I really believe that this should be opening your eyes, that you should be getting in on this thing and stopping what's going on. Let me mention the website one more time, because
sure,
people might have gotten interested in what I said since I mentioned it the first time and might want to write it down.
Oh, you bet. No, go for it.
PSICOUNSEL. Now, I'm going to give the first three letters phonetically because they don't come through too well on shortwave. P as in Paul, S as in Sam, I as in India, COUNSEL, all one word, .com, thycouncil.com, and click at Save the County to get that video from Jack McGlam. I called his office. I spoke to Carol, and I said, I put this up so that people can refer to this video rather than waiting for a sheriff to get the video. If you want your sheriff in your county and you're listening now, if you want your sheriff to see this right away rather than waiting for him to get it in the mail, you know, in a critical situation like what's going on up there, you do want a sheriff to know right away, hey, I can go look at this online right now.
No, that's excellent. In fact, while we're at it, let's go ahead and give the contact information for a couple of people near Plainfield, Ohio, that should be getting your input on what you think about Ed and Elaine Brown. And for those of you who don't know, I'm sure our listeners do know, Ed and Elaine Brown were convicted and sentenced for various charges of willful failure to file and tax evasion, even though there's no law commanding them to pay a tax, a direct tax on their wages or salaries, and they're just standing at their place. I think the only freedom they don't have right now is to leave their place. So they're kind of like housebound, but at any one time, there's more than 20 patriots with them bringing supplies in. And like I said, today, there's going to be a concert, a little mini Woodstock led by Dave Von Kleist, who's a marvelous musician and co-host of the Power Hour on GCN. And but they're really making a move to help stand with the Browns and bring public awareness to what's going on. And so if you'd like to contact the governor of New Hampshire, his number is 603-271-2121. That's 603-271-2121. The sheriff is at 603-863-4200. And again, the sheriff, and I can't remember these guys' names. I had them in a story that we reprinted in the Auto Observer this month, and I'm just not recalling them right now. But the sheriff is at 603-863-4200, and the county commissioner's office is at 603-863-2560. Again, 603-863-2560 for the county commissioner. And I strongly urge all Americans who are concerned about the direction this country is going and are aware of what the Federal Reserve System is and that the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, is its collection agency, to stand with the Browns on this by voicing your opinion. And you know, I am getting the feeling, and I'm not always waxing optimistic about things that are happening in our country, but I'm beginning to see an awakening, and I think Bruce is probably beginning to see it too. I know Ingrid is. There are so many people being adversely affected by what's happening in our country now that we have a lot of willing listeners out there. And so the idea is to speak to people's listening, find out where they're at, find out what issue they're sensitive on, and use that as a gateway to get into their minds and have them go on their own avenue of discovery. And so, hey, Bruce, thanks so much for calling in. Your activism is admired. I'm saluting you on this end from North Idaho. And thanks again. And if you don't mind, we've got another caller. We've got Kelly in Idaho. Hey, Kelly, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey. Let me turn this down here. I apologize.
Oh, it's quite all right.
Well, I just wanted to call in and say howdy, support you guys.
Well, we actually had a meeting at your house, Kelly, last night about, you know, actually a planning session, I guess, or, you know, how to get 9/11 truth out in a, more widely in the community. And it would be great if you shared with our listeners some of the things that we discussed.
You bet. We did have a wonderful get-together in my front yard last night, had some dinner, broke bread together, and about 15 people showed up of differing ages, in differing spectrums of differing beliefs. The specific subject that we were dealing with was 9/11 truth in general, and specifically how to bring 9/11 truth to those who are yet unsure or skeptical or who don't necessarily want to know more. They're happy just kind of accepting the government story and therefore would rather not approach looking at any of the various and many anomalies of that day and the days before and after. And it was a very interesting time. We did do some planning. Most of it was conversing with different people. Most of the people there had not spent a whole lot of time with each other. And my girlfriend and my sister-in-law were a little bit on the hot seat as guinea pigs for people who were a little bit in that arena of feeling either skeptical, unsure, or plain just would rather not know. So they provided some nice input to some of the rest of us who have been studying this for many years and who feel much more comfortable in what we've discovered in terms of at least an understanding, maybe not comfortable with the actual outcome of what we're discovering. But they offered some wonderful suggestions about how to reach out to people who are in that place of unsurety and talked about, you know, giving a small amount of information, not being overly challenging, allowing people to speak their truth, their questions, and basically, most importantly, I think, is just allowing people to feel it's okay to be wherever they are at this particular time with this particular subject. One of the things that's come up for other people when Lisa and Annika would maybe bring it up to their friends, or we've all brought it up to our friends at times, people will say, well, that was 6 years ago or that was 5 years ago, and why can't we go on and forget about it? Of course, most of us who have studied this feel that it's the linchpin for all of our country's national actions in the last number of 5 years, and both in the civil rights arena and what's going on with our Bill of Rights and Constitution, also with the various warfares and the monetary depletion and all of the various things that have happened. So it really was a powerful way to share from people who are well versed in the subject along with people who were in a much more questioning mode. Really was valuable.
Right. And they brought up how they weren't even comfortable sharing it with people at work because not only did they not know enough, but they felt that the mass mind with their coworkers were in a state of denial, you know, believing everything in the media. They're comfortable with their income that they bring in, or rather their wages, and it's all they can do to just, you know, deal with the work week and, you know, coming home and feeding the kids, and they don't want to think about anything that they don't feel they can personally do anything about. And I think that's a huge point, is that people feel victimized and not empowered to make a difference. And that needs to change. That, you know, the only thing that has changed in the last thousands of years on the planet is that individuals have realized their own power and acted on that. So Anyway, we're coming up on a break. Please stay tuned. You're listening to The American Activist, and we are taking callers, 800-313-9443.
And, hey, Kelly, thanks a lot for calling in, and thanks for being there, because we are the public outreach for 9/11 here in North Idaho, and everybody's going to find out about 9/11 truth, because we're going to die trying. No, we're going to live trying.
I like it. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks again, Kelly.
Okay,
everybody, and we'll be back in just a few moments. You're on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is The American Activist.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Welcome back, everybody. We've got this short little segment here right before the top of the next hour, and we have another caller online. We have Hartwell in Louisiana. Good morning, Hartwell, and thanks for calling in.
Yes, my activism. I am a cameraman at a public access television station.
Okay.
for two shows hosted by two great patriots, Tom Parker and Hisham Talawi.
Really? Excellent. Yeah, I'm familiar with Dr. Talawi's work, and I really think that that's one of the big, huge oversights of the American consciousness here is what is going on with the Palestinian people, the genocide that's being committed there systematically over time, and the takeover of their ground it should be unconscionable in the American mind. And so thank you very much for doing your part to make people aware of that horrible situation.
I appreciate the work these two people are doing, and I don't know if you know it, but this goes over the Internet, both shows.
Okay.
www.currentissues.tv.
Okay. .cd?
No, TV.
Oh, .tv, excuse me.
Currentissues.tv.
Currentissues.tv.
When did you get interested in the Palestinians' plight?
Well, I was thought about it in high school. I'm 64 years old. And I kind of like slept for 32 years, and then Waco took place, and that's what woke me up.
Really? That's interesting. You know, you can ask anybody that question. If they're awake now, what was the thing that woke you up? And everybody has a different personal reason why. It's amazing. That really should be a lesson for all of us to realize that not everybody wakes up to the same thing, that there's an incident or something happens that pops people's eyes open, and then they then engage in their own journey into the truth. So, I mean, that's an excellent lesson. So, and so you're a cameraman. How often do you go in, and how many shows are you guys recording?
We do a two-hour show every week, both Tom and Hisham. And Wednesday is Tom's show from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesday is Hisham's show from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
Okay, now, excellent. Now, I think that's marvelous. What kind of response do you have in your own community with what the work you're doing?
I bought 1,200 Freedom to Fascism DVDs.
Uh-huh.
And I've got over 600 out. Tom has helped me a lot to get them out. And I'm sorry to say, but Abbeville, Louisiana is a brain-dead community.
Well, you know, we all have those frustrations. It's like people like us have been sprinkled all over the planet since Sumeria to try to awaken people to their rights and responsibilities and their powers as children of God. And we've generally kind of fallen short of being able to turn people onto the idea. So, I mean, we all have the same frustration, and that's where we just need to try to figure out what's affecting people and how we can bring them to the truth. Hartwell, thank you so much for your contribution. We're at the top of the hour break. You're on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the American Activist, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
It's true.